Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 779. 779. And it's a beautiful day today. I believe that God is doing mighty things in your life. So we are going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And what is it saying there? It's saying, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, wherein you are saved, by which also, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you believe in vain." There is always possible to say, "Not believe in vain, because believe in the resurrection from the dead." It continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, out that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. Some of the physical events were not the revelatory. We went to Genesis, and we're now in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." We've gone in depth into that, and we are now in Mark 11, where Jesus said to the disciples, he cursed the fig tree, and they came back, "Master, the fig tree they cursed us dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we are looking at faithful words. We're looking at how Thomas could not take in the word, and then this young girl called Mary, teenager, was able to receive the word. She went to the house of Elizabeth. Elizabeth said, "Blessed is she who has believed the word of God, for there shall be a performance of those things that God has said." And that is Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. "There shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord." And then Mary, clever girl, do you know what Mary said? "For he," verse 49, "for he is mighty, for he that is mighty has done to me great things." How did Mary know? How did Mary know that something great has been done in her? Mary, did you see lightning? No. Do you see thunder? No. Did you see any swelling, the swelling going down? Do you see the lump disappearing? Did you see the fever going down? Did you see your temperature dropping? Did you receive a text that the marriage is back on? Did you receive a text that you are no more going to court? So why are you saying that it's been done? Why would you say it's been done when you don't have any physical evidence? Mary said, "So far as the word was given to me," when the word was given to me, that was when it was done. Yes, when the word was given to me, that was when it was done. You mean you are taking the word of God as your evidence? Mary says, "Yes, the word is my evidence. I am not going anywhere looking for any evidence. The word is my evidence. The word says that, for my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory." Philippians. So, yes, because of that, Philippians 4:19, I have it. Because of that, I have it. That need is met. Do you know what you're talking about? What you need is $1.4 million. We're talking about dollars. Yes. We're talking about $10. Yes. We're talking about $100. $100 million. Yes. We're talking about 6 million of your money, of your currency. Yes. Why are you saying that? Because the Bible says so. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19. Are you mad? Somebody will ask, are you mad? Yes. Let me be mad for this period where I'm saying the Bible says. Now, when you see the physical evidence, because you live according to your senses, come and rejoice with me. Yes, you are permitted to come and rejoice. But now, I'll be mad. Now I will take the word of God as evidence. The Bible says so. That is why I believe. The Bible says so. That is why I believe. And this was the life of Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. She said, for he that is mighty, Luke 1:49, has done to me great things. Mary, you have no evidence you're pregnant. No evidence, and you're speaking like this. Yes. Yes. Because the word has come to me. When the word reached me, that was when my miracle came. The word came, and therefore my miracle came. When the word came, that's when my miracle happened. The word is my miracle. The word is my evidence. The word is what has done it. Oh, Jesus is Lord. What a way to live. For he that is mighty has done, not will do, has done. Look at the past tense. Done, 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 done. That's why I keep saying you are blessed, blessed, blessed. But prophetess, I have no money in my pocket. It doesn't matter. That's what we're looking for. What are we looking for? We are looking at the word of God as your evidence. The word of God is what? Your evidence. What is your evidence? The word. The word. Because the Bible says, you quote Philippians, the Bible says, Exodus, the Bible says, 1 Peter 2:24, the Bible says, because the Bible says so, and that is your evidence. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. The Bible says that is why you are no longer SS. The Bible says that's why you're no longer HIV positive. The Bible says that's why your building will not be repossessed. The Bible says, and that is why the traveling is coming on. The Bible says that is why your son is going to that university. The Bible says, and that is why your ministry is growing. The Bible says, and that is why it's happening for you. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Please share this link with somebody and come back for more. There is so much. We are just at the beginning.